Some folks may just stop by for the well-known buffet. But take a stroll around this place, and you'll be amazed by the story of rural and agricultural America in the South. I'll introduce you to the man preserving the history and even bringing it back to life on this edition of The American Countryside. I'm Andrew McRae, your host for Farming the Countryside. We're talking about issues, tips, and trends affecting rural and agricultural America.
And then it was a burden on the local office. Essentially, you just have our county right now, or PLC.
On each show, I talk with guests who provide the latest info on important topics and the challenges and successes on their own operations.
We had an open house and invited the entire community. It was a huge event. We had about 750 people show up.
The Farming the Countryside podcast is brought to you by Nutrien Ag Solutions, the world's largest provider of crop inputs and services.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you were able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
As Clark Shaw explains, his father was an expert salesman with a struggling company.
Got involved with a company called Kelly Foods Canned Meat Company, which in 1950 had kind of run its course. And he says the only reason he got the job was because no one else would take it, because the company was on the brink of bankruptcy.
Clark's father turned the company around, creating a multi-million dollar brand that sold products throughout the South. But his father had experienced a couple of heart attacks and needed a change of pace.
The doctor said, you need a hobby. And a friend gave him three Southern Country Store antiques. He harkened back to the day he worked in the store, began amassing thousands of these Southern Country Store antiques, needed a place to put them, and that's where our original Old Country Store came about in 1965.
His father died in 1971 at only the age of 46, but Clark Shaw helped build what is today the Old Country Store at Casey Jones Village.
And then over time, we've been adding a number of old historic buildings, a church built in 1905, an antebellum home built in 1837, several little farm buildings, a log cabin from the 1850s.
And there's much more to the vision he has for bringing some of the charm of old Southern agriculture back to life.
We've got four old barns we're about to build into one barn, and an old Southern cotton gin as well. The classic Southern cotton gin, just the shell, is an events venue. I'm going to give it a Delta Blues look on the inside. I think it's going to be a real popular events venue.
It's truly a family story, and one that thousands of people enjoy each year in Western Tennessee. Driving on the Countryside in Jackson, Tennessee, I'm Andrew McRae.